Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. Got my co-host Netto Man with me.
Bow! It's your boy Netto Man chillin'. We gonna get this interview in. Smith Express, greatest show on earth. Strut.
Yo, just knocked down one interview, back to back. You know what I'm saying? Interviews, the big homie. Definitely a legend in my eyes on his grind. But the big homie Beez was poppin'.
Man, for the love, man. You dig? Thanks for having me on.
Good looking, my G. Definitely appreciate it, my G. Hey, we go back so fucking far, boy.
Man, facts.
On me, G. I see you grinding, G. Progressing, G. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man.
On me. Hey, the resume too fucking long to even be, like, I don't even know where to start, G. Rapper, entrepreneur, mogul, mentor.
Pow.
You know what I'm
saying?
Everything, G. Yeah. Folks, a model, an actor.
You,
you feel me, G?
Oh, shit. Yes, sir. I don't know if we could cuss on here, but my bad for that.
Nah, shit. It's all good. You know what I'm talking about?
Say what the fuck you want, because we say motherfucker a lot.
Oh, me, G.
Let's get it, man. Make it even better.
On me. So like, hey, where did it all begin, bro? Where did it all start? You know what I'm talking about? Let's go back. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when did you first start rapping or knew you had that talent?
Man, you know what, man? I've been rapping, man, since a shorty, bro. Like, my two favorite things to always do was play basketball and create music. You know what I'm saying? So it started, like, around the sixth grade, I want to say.
Yeah.
Of course, at that time, I ain't really know no business in how politics work with the music industry or any industry. But man, it started as a shorty. It's always been a passion, bro.
That's what's up. What's some of the people you looked up to?
Music wise,
yeah, like that made you wanna. That made you wanna rap.
You know what? I was a huge Tupac fan, a huge Twista fan, a huge Conflict fan. I love Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are artists I can recall when I was a shorty just looking up to, like, man, yo, them dudes was amazing for me. You know, as I got older, of course, other artists came along that I admired their work and all that.
That's what's up. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, what, in the sixth grade is when you recorded and wrote your first song?
I probably didn't record, but I was rapping. Back then, I didn't have access to studios. I just was writing, you know what I'm saying? Writing, and by the time I got to high school, that's when I really started recording, like really recording the music or whatever, and started creating projects. So, high school is when I really started recording, but I've been writing music since, like,
this thing's
great.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
That's dope shit.
Good shit, for real. I'm already knowing, G.
That's how we all get started. That's how I got started at least, too. Shit, I wasn't recording right away, but I had a whole thick-ass book of rhymes.
So, I mean,
hey, man,
what up?
I was gonna say, that's when rap was super fun as far as, like, trying to remember raps and learning how to freestyle, and everybody wasn't a rapper back then, so it was like one of them situations. If you rap, you was in your own class. You was like,
you was special, like,
you know,
yeah.
Just like you had the football players, you was a rap jockey, especially if you was dope with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already knowing.
Nowadays, everybody raps, so you know it's different.
Yeah, definitely. It's super different, man.
Hey, so who would you say is in your top five?
Of all time?
Yeah.
All time top five. I gotta go with Pac. I gotta go with Big. I gotta go with Jay. I gotta go with, man, it's so hard, bro. It's a lot of incredible artists, man. DMX. Man, I grew to like a I grew like once I really went back, I can't say he's top five, but he definitely top. Ice Cube, man, was cold with everything he did with N.W.A.
Oh, yeah, even his solo shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's kind of hard, man. Twist up there, you know. I like Scarface. So, man, it's hard to really narrow down a top five.
That's what's up. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? Fast forward it years later, you know what I'm talking about? You the successful rapper done traveled everywhere, rock tele shows. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Chicago definitely see that. Even if niggas act like they don't see it, niggas see that shit, bro.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. I know the city see it. I get a lot of love in the city, too. You know how it go in Chicago. I get the love. I'm just happy and fortunate that I even got some of the opportunities I have gotten, you know what I'm saying? Because even if people don't acknowledge it, I know people that's in this field, you know what I'm saying, dream about doing some of the things I've been able to be a part of or accomplish. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just look at some of the work and be proud of myself and just motivate me to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Real shit, though. But, yeah, it was... Man, like, you definitely been out here grinding, though. I remember it was a time I used to see your face on every flyer, B.
Oh, man, that's love. Yeah, man.
Me, them River Oaks flyers, yeah.
And everybody used to sing along to that 1-800-HURT-NOW jingle, dude.
yeah, man. That was another dope accomplishment, man, just being able to take our craft of creating rap music, you know what I'm saying? And the opportunity came along where that law firm was looking for a jingle or something that was just dope to represent their company, you know, for them to market or whatever. And that actually came easy because I already had a song to that beat with the same pattern. And I was like, yo, man, this should have ring if I switched it to their phone number.
The words
when
around.
I played it for the dude, they set up a whole meeting. I got invited to the office. They showed hella love, you know what I'm saying? And it was history for them, man. They went crazy on the marketing and promotion.
Hey, CTC,
the
cut the
that
check.
That was one of them situations where the city showed love.
That was love, yeah. People was definitely loving that, though.
Real shit. So, also, though, man, it's so much shit we got to talk about, G. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so you fast forward it now, you know what I'm talking about? You did hella collaborations, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know what I'm talking about with the Twisters, the Lazy Bones, the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely going hard. Is there any dream collaboration that you would like to see happen?
No, you know what? I'm uncertain, man. I mean, it's a lot of artists that I wouldn't mind working with or love to work with. You know what I'm saying? Of course, anybody that's successful with and represent, you know what I'm saying, the culture the right way. You know what I'm saying? I rock with, but as far as like a dream collaboration, I can't really say. Like, I would love to work with, you know, I wouldn't mind working with, I would love to work with a Jay-Z. I ain't gonna say I wouldn't mind. I would love to work with a Jay-Z, Wayne, when he in his right mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
true.
You know what I'm saying? I like what new artists right now, Lil Baby doing his thing, you know, so I'm in tune to, well, I try to stay in tune to what's going on. It's a lot of music right now, but yeah, man, some of the dream collaborations, if I shall say, has happened. I've been able to work with Twista, one of my favorite artists, to make music with him. I've been able to work with Do or Die, you know what I'm saying? I've been able to work with Crucial Conflict, these artists that I grew up listening to, you know what I'm saying? You mentioned Lazy Bone Thugs and Harmony. These dudes I grew up listening to, and just being able to work with them just been dope for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's been like, man, it's crazy. Like, I remember rapping these dude songs when I was a shorty, not even imagining ever being able to rock a stage or be on a song with them, and I've been able to do both, you know what I'm saying? Been able to, you know, kick it on tour with these guys. Cold Heart have been to my house, B-Lo have been to my house, you know what I'm saying? And so to me, that's you know, it's hard. This industry hard. So just to be able to accomplish that has been dope for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Real shit. Hey, resume. That's what I say. Resume long as fuck.
Good resume. And yeah, that Lazy Bone shit went hard as fuck too. I love that shit.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Man, no. Hey. Nice. G, hey, I swear to God, bro. You know it's my shit, G, from you, G. I swear to God, bro. And it's like, bro, like, every artist that's an artist always had that one, like, has that one song that they hear that they wish they would have wrote. You know what song that I wish I would have wrote that you did, G?
What's that?
That Amy Winehouse.
Oh, for real?
G, that shit man. Goes so fucking hard, G.
Oh, thanks, man. That record, man, and shout out to the Block Boys at 8-9. That record, man, definitely one of my songs that if I'm doing that, if I'm performing a show and, like, my core people come out, like, that has to be in the show. Because that song just, man, every time it's been performed by me solo or if the Block Boys been there, man, like, people show that shit hella love, bro. Like, my mom love that shit. Like, whenever we have a family gathering and they decide to play some of my music, he definitely gonna stay put on that Amy Winehouse, bro.
I swear to God, bro. Hey, I find myself rapping along to that shit like I wrote that shit, G.
Nah, man, that's love, bro. That's love. I appreciate it. If you those type of records too, man, that may not get, you know what I'm saying, like the commercial or the radio spins or success. But it be those tracks like that that people be like, man, if I go to a B show, he better perform this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit. Hey, that, hey, you know it's another song you snapped on, G? That song you did with Bo Dylan and Waka Flocka.
Oh,
the Wild Out joint. Yeah. I forgot. It's crazy. Like, I know I got it, but when we were just mentioning features and shit, I ain't even mentioned that. I forgot. I kind of blew my mind. But I know when to bring it out. Like, when we did that versus me and Sinatra, and that shit was fun as hell, I know I had to bring out them big guns, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, records like Wild Out, Amy Winehouse, because, you know, doing shows with them, I knew what songs worked for me at them shows. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
man,
man.
Shit. Them records definitely, man, gonna forever be part of what I do. You know what I'm saying?
On me. Hey, but look, hey, on some real shit, when it's all said and done, bro, your greatest hits gonna be dope as fuck, G.
Oh, man, that's dope, bro. And the crazy part about it, bro, just to get love for my peers, like, y'all hitting me up and reaching out to me, bro. I'm always humble, bro. Like, No matter how much success I obtain, bro, like, I always been a humble dude and, like, know the guys who've been there, who've been supportive and also doing their thing. Like, you killing the game, bro, with the book. I remember when, I don't know if it was your first book, but I remember I was doing the video shoot, came out, and you were telling me about the book, bro, and you just been successfully continuing being able to get those books out and do your thing, so... Your work gets seen too, you know what I'm saying?
Good looking, G. Definitely appreciate it, man. I remember that shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. I had to meet you. You was like under the Vidoc. You was trying to meet me under the Vidoc, and we linked up, bro. I remember, bro.
On me, G. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking about your song. Hey, G, hey, and to keep it 100, G, to get back to the music shit, bro, you killed that Tupac shit, G.
Man.
You snap, G. I'm like, this nigga need his ass beat for that. You snap, G.
Man, bro, you know what inspired that, bro? I ain't gonna even flex, man. When Meek Mill made Tupac's Back, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, and I like Meek Mill, don't get me wrong. Like, I fuck with Meek Mill. I'm one of the people that, even when, you know, him and Drake clashed, I was rooting for Meek. But I felt like, man, if somebody was to make a Tupac Back song, that wasn't it. I'm like, man, that's not Pac lingo. That's not Pac. Like, Pac wouldn't have made that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? I'm a huge Pac fan. I'm going to spit what I think Pac would have did. You know what I'm saying? And then I love the Violence beat. I had one of my producers remake the Violence beat. And I was down south when I did it, bro. And it's crazy. I have been recorded that record. I put it out like on some little mixtape stuff. Didn't really do too much. Then I revived it with the video. When I did the video, bro, and put it out, that was my first joint that went viral, bro.
Bro, I swear to God, G. I'm talking about, like, hey, the concept, the everything, G. Like, this nigga snap, G. I'm like, this nigga. Hey, and like, real shit, like, the flow, the delivery, the lyrics type shit, like, Like G, like if Pac would have heard, but Pac would have heard that G, he'd have definitely fucked with it, G.
Man, that's love, man. They show hella love, bro. Like they was like, you know what? Like they just show love. Like I got like a couple. You know, you don't always get some negative comments, but like when them couple negative comments came, like people went in on them. Like
on me, G.
You know, he cut. You know what I'm saying? Like so that was his love, just to get that whole vibe and to be able to do something that, you know, that was a really a tribute to my favorite artist, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit, cause like, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, since Pac died till now has tried to twist themselves or make themselves affiliated with Pac somehow, some way, from, you know what I'm saying, Ja Rule to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like G, like yeah. you definitely did, like I'll probably say out of all them tributes, that's definitely top three. On some real shit.
Gratitude, bro. That's huge. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Like you said, it's a lot of Pac tributes. It's a lot of people who love Pac. A lot of people who just rock with Pac and remade stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or they try to twist their name around and call them the next Pac or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I ain't knocking man. Them to each his own, but, G, let that man rest, G.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Real shit.
Yes, sir.
So you know what I'm saying? So put the music aside, G. We gotta talk about the crazy business moves you've been doing, from the trucking to the store in Homewood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? G, let's get. So, like, what made you do the trucking?
Yeah, you know what? I always, bro. Like, even with the music, right? Like, I always look past his music. So, like, the type of people like Jay-Z and 50 Cent and, you know, Diddy, like, them dudes always been so dope with just being businessmen. So, I always wanted to be a businessman. I just didn't ever know I would dabble into trucking. But the trucking thing came along just with, then one of my guys was just talking about, like, investment and trying to get some ownership, and you know what I'm saying, I was getting my credit right, and one of the things came up was trucking and landscape, you know, like he was like if I got a truck, he would haul cars for me. I ain't know nothing about the industry. I had a family member that was driving semis, so I went to school, bro, got my CDL, and immediately after, you know what I'm saying, getting my CDL, I purchased a truck, like immediately after that, bro, and I got on the road with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I need to learn it, because if I'm gonna be in this business, I need to be able to relate to other drivers. Like once I got the hiring, and then once I started expanding, I need to be able to understand what a driver going through while they on the road, or if a driver quit on me, I need to be able to go get my truck without having to rely on somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So say if somebody quit on me and my truck is in Atlanta, I can go to Atlanta myself and go get my truck. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So the trucking industry, man, it's been super challenging, but it's an industry that's high risk, high reward. So it's always in demand. So even when the pandemic hit, certain accounts was just booming. You know what I'm saying? When people was having to stay home, of course, essentially when you're a truck driver, and the money didn't slow up in certain lanes and accounts, you know what I'm saying? And, man, the trucking, man, I see myself in there trying to be in there for the long haul, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And, good shit, G, because that right there, hey, that's left field. Like, that ain't no, you know what I'm saying, typical, hey, let me just woo out the bam. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You definitely plotted, planned, and executed that shit, G.
Yes, sir, man. And as far as innovative signatures, man, you know how it go, man. As far as like music and fashion, it always go hand in hand. And I had to store, like when we used to throw them little showcases and open mics and stuff, man, I had a store back then, but I just never did anything with it. Like I was part owner of a store back then with my mom, but I never really did nothing with it. But fast forward to now, like, I linked up with some high school friends who was already had they clothing, they boutique going or whatever, but they was online. And I was like, yo, the art of your people coming to shop in stores will never die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you buy them new mics and they red and white, you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that fit, the red in that outfit really matched the red in the mic. So coming to the store, like, that experience never get old. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And, yeah, I just wanted that type of thing, man, to keep it going, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see you got new music coming. You know what I'm saying? You working on a new album or a mixtape or EP?
An album called Brothers Keeper. My big brother just came home this year after six year bid in the feds. So I just felt like this was time to make a, like, man, I lost a brother, you know what I'm saying? One of my brothers passed away, Pastor.
Hey, rest in peace.
My other brother just came from the feds, my little brother home, you know what I'm saying? So I like, yo, I just want to make some for my brothers, you know what I'm saying? And the album ain't just too super personalized so far. It ain't done, but at the end of the day, like, man, I'm my brother's keeper, even my brothers in the street, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Man, it's bigger than just, man, ops and different sets and different blocks and different gangs. Man, y'all see what's going on in this era of time, bro. Like, this is time for, you know, minorities, period, or people that you rock with, period, to stick together, whether it's black, white. If we rock and I call you, bro, man, I'm your people. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You know what I'm saying? In the time of need, if it becomes a civil war, we got to have each other back. We got to have a plan. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a real loyal dude, man.
That's real. That's real, G. They need more motherfuckers out there like you, G. Real shit. Real
shit. That's true, yeah.
So, like, do you got a specific release date on the project?
You know what? I don't have a release date. Like, I'm waiting for two features. And I'm waiting for, I don't got the full body of work done. I got some songs that started. I got some songs that finished, like, mixed and everything. So I'm looking at first quarter, really.
That's what, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm dropping like right before we did this interview, 92.3 just paid a record that I finished last night, you know what I'm saying? So like the music's gonna start coming now, like the singles. We got some video shoots lined up this week. So I got three different videos finna get shot by three different videographers, you know what I'm saying? So like the work is in progress.
That's dope. What's up. That's what's up, man. You ain't letting your foot up for nothing. That's what's up, G.
Man, King, bro. That's one thing I learned in any industry, bro. You got to stay consistent. And sometimes, you know, we get life happens and we got different stuff to worry and focus on, or, you know, things might shift us in a different direction. But the more we stay consistent at things, bro, the more people going to recognize it, the more it becomes a brand. It's in people's face. And they gonna gear towards it, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to do everything I ever wanted to do, but be as consistent with it too at the same time. So if I wanna, you know what I'm saying? If I wanted to plant a garden, bro, I'm gonna do it. Whether that garden come out successful or not, I'm gonna do it, bro. I don't wanna leave this joint not doing the things that I wanted to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time people waste their time and waste their life not just taking the chance or the risk, you know? So for me, I'm doing whatever, bro.
Hey, that's real shit. That's real shit. Harvey World, for real.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
On me, G. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but before we wrap it up, though, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, hey, it's definitely an honor to have you on my show, man. For real, for real.
Big shit.
Oh, man. Man, gratitude, bro. And like I say, man, I appreciate y'all having me, bro, and that thing that y'all doing, taking time to think about me and having me on the show, because I know it's a million artists out here doing a lot of stuff. A lot of people got some things popping as well. So, man, I appreciate y'all even reaching out.
Oh, man, no doubt. No doubt, like I said.
Humble dude, man. Humble as hell.
Real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Real shit, because, man, G, motherfuckers need some influential shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Need somebody to look up to nowadays, you know what I'm talking about?
Dope shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, my favorite saying right now is motivate the motivators, bro. Like, I'm motivated by other people's moves, whether they know it or not, you know what I'm saying? When I see one of my people's being successful or making something happen, I'm motivated by it.
That's what's up,
dude. And I feel like I'm a motivator, so we got to motivate the motivators. We got to keep motivating each other, man.
On me, that's some real shit, G. That's real shit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, so you know somebody, right after we link, send me your, send me that song, you feel me? We gonna do a review on it, you feel me? And I wrap everything all up. You feel me? I'm finna text you my email and stuff. Send it through.
Bet. I got you, man. I'm gonna send that through, man. And I'm gonna send you two tracks, bro. Cause I always come out with a record that I'm rapping on, and I come out with a record that more commercial clubby bounce. You know what I'm saying? So I try to fulfill the needs of, you know, some people be like, man, that's a radio joint. I ain't really rocking with that. You know what I'm saying? So I try to get my fans both, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I like different music, bro, because I be in different moods. So sometimes I want to hear Finito by Chief Keef because I'm in that mood. And then I might want to hear some Cameron. I know that's your favorite.
I gotta give him a plug. Bro, when I tell you, bro, like, buddy raised me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being a fatherless seed, bro. Like, the way I think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you are with Pac, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? If Cam make a move and don't nobody else understand it, I understand why he made that move.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Well, gee. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's a whole different story because I feel like ain't nobody do no verses with him, G.
Hey, man, that's you, man. If somebody, your favorite artist, bro, like when they did the Jeezy and Gucci, like, I rock with Gucci, but I just felt like, in my opinion, that as long as Jeezy played a few songs that I really was like, cause his music hit different for me, you know what I'm saying, and for that type of rap. But I'm saying, if he played, like, the Jeezy song, Jeezy Like to Drink, Jeezy Like to Smoke, and a couple more songs, I felt like no matter what Gucci played, Jeezy was going to win. So I feel you when you say that about him.
Yeah, hey, because, like, you know what I'm saying, but the difference between them, and I tell people this all the time, people, when and they prime for prime, people literally went out and bought Jeezy. And niggas,
yeah.
Hey, and niggas only downloaded Gucci. They stole Gucci music. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the big difference. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, oh, the streaming. Yeah, because it's free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes down to them sales, bro, Gucci not fucking with Jeezy on no type of sales, no nothing.
Man, the music, man, for real, the music just hit different. And Gucci, man, he dope at what he do. And I grew to like Gucci as I got older. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
But he had some bangers back then, though, too. Like, I remember being in the club and they played Bricks, All White Bricks, or Shirt Off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, real shit.
Like that.
Because, like,
yeah, he got some.
Like, you know what I'm saying about, like, and in my opinion, I think he the leader of the new school.
Yeah.
And you know what he do with all them artists that's be coming out? A lot of them artists come through Gucci, you know what I'm saying? So, he dope, man. A lot of people be incredibly dope at what they do, you know what I'm saying? People might not see past the surface, or they might listen to the music and be like, I don't like this. But see, I try to look at things from different perspectives, so I could like multiple artists for multiple reasons, because I try to look at it from a different perspective and not just my one biased perspective, you know. So, man, that's why I feel you on Cam. I like some Cam stuff, bro. Cam, an entertainer on top of being he's funny with how he put his words together
but you know what I'm saying? But with Cam, though, if you read his lyrics and said it slowly, all, like, bro, the shit he say is the truth. Like, bro, like, I, for example, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is why I fuck with Trump so hard, you know what I'm saying? Was that when Cam was back in the day, people was cracking the hella jokes when he was like, oh, computer's Putin. People didn't know who Putin was and what he was to our computers until Trump and the whole Russia thing. And that's facts.
Right, right.
He was ahead of his time.
Man, Cam, you know what? Cam, I listened to, he did like a freestyle or you know what I'm saying? He was in the streets like probably like a week, a month ago. I don't know how long ago.
Oh, yeah, when he did that battle?
Yeah, and he was spinning, bro. He was snapping.
Gee,
he was snapping, bro.
Gee, buddy, go hard, G. I'm telling you, G. Like, if you look into him, like, and what's so crazy, when he dissed Jay-Z and he was like, I had your theme fucking singing about slinging crack or whatever. Like, bro, if you listen to that song, it's a song called Do It Again. It's on SDE. He had Beyonce talking about how she was doing Woo Out the Bam and Woo Out the Bam.
I think I probably missed that, man.
Gee,
Cam,
hey.
Though, man, he's a very confident, cocky, but arrogant, but he carries it well. You know what I'm saying? Like, he back it up with what he do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he mean it. You know how, like, some people could say something, and it's like, man, I don't believe him because you don't even believe that shit yourself. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, man, he gonna sell it, man. He gonna sell it, you know? And to be able to come out when he was rocking the pink, and then they was rocking the purple and all that shit. He was a trendsetter for what he did, so I see you be talking your Cam'ron shit. I pop off at you a little bit, bro. But I get it.
Hey, but you know what I'm saying? And it's like, gee, that whole Dipset movement. You remember when the belt and the moving words was on the buckle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody had them joints, G.
Yeah. Them had Dipset had a whole wave, bro. Like if Dipset do a versus, it'd be dope. If Cam did the versus, it'd be dope because he got a catalog. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see nobody. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a couple people that hasn't done it that I think would be dope. I think Mace would be dope in a versus battle.
So Mace versus Cam. Go away.
Gee,
Mace versus Cam.
Gee, nah.
Let's get Mace versus Cam in this bitch. Let's talk about that, Chris.
You, bung up, Mace. You know they had their little pants run-ins and all that, bro. You gotta let Mace and Cam go at it.
Gee, on me, but nah. Hey, it's a couple people though. Like Mace, and that's one thing. Like you know what I'm saying? I'm a Mace head though. But what's calling them? But Mace, when you look at it though. Mace was only hot for like 2 years.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like from 97.
He left at the peak of his career.
Yeah, from 97 to 99. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy though, bro? People be talking and laughing about Ja Rule, bro.
Ja got hits.
He'd give a lot of people some problems if he did a versus, dog.
Bro, and bro.
Ja Rule would give niggas some problems. They bet.
True.
Man, Ja Rule had hits, bro.
Bro, and no, look, hey, and with that singing stuff, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, 50 did this. 50 took what he was doing and did it.
Oh, on me. Bro, hey, and that's, bro. And if Murder, Inc. would have just kept going.
Yeah.
If they would have.
That's how it go, though, man. Music is trendy, man. People like to jump on a new next wave. And trust me, I fuck with 50 Cent, bro.
Oh yeah, G-Unit, hey, G-Unit go hard. G-Unit was tough as fuck.
Yeah, and I seen you say Dipset to smoke G-Unit. I seen your
post. Oh yeah, Dipset would smoke G-Unit, G.
Yeah, they would.
Come on, G.
They would.
Yayo is garbage, G.
Banks was somewhat garbage, too. He just had the punchline.
And Buck was all right.
Buck was actually the best one out of all of them.
Yeah, Buck and Phil.
The game was decent, but Game was only there for like a cup of coffee. He was gone right away.
Right, the game was only there for like 6 months.
Man.
You feel me?
You know, but I could say this about 50, though, man, in the G-Unit. All them niggas got a turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they albums came out, them first albums, they first go around, man, that shit was lit. Like, they was able to tour, bro. Like, I remember going to Buck and Banks. concert at Northern Illinois University, and it sold out, you know what I'm saying, when they dropped their first project without 50, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
a lot of artists be needing that that main headline nigga or the main nigga out the group, but the same thing with Dipset, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jim Jones was able to hold his own, Juelz, of course, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, them two dope groups.
Real talk. But hey, look, hey, but to keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? This debate gonna last years. I can't even say a couple minutes or hours. So look, when you break down an artist, right? You know what I'm saying? And I hate, you know what I'm saying? Cause I feel you definitely gonna bark back at me, G. But just let me talk, all right?
Yeah, do your thing.
All right, so listen. Pac. Who did Pac make great?
Who did he break as an artist?
Who did he make great? Like, Snoop was already great. Dre was already great. Everybody at Def was already great.
He was already out.
Hold on. But listen. But the people he brought on, I know the Outlaws, bro. Can't nobody name all members of the Outlaws. Okay, and well, nobody paid for no feature or no shows from the Outlaws. And they still rapping to this day. Got record labels and everything. But I'm saying, with Cam, even the lowest members of Dipset, even with Nelly and Nellyville, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people knew the St. Lunatics. People knew members of the, you know what I'm saying? Murphy Lee got a Grammy his first go around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did the same thing with June and 50. And no, hey, the same thing with Gooch. Anybody Gooch touched, you know what I'm saying, is a phenomenal star. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he put Nicki Minaj on.
When you put Pac in that category, bro, you know what I'm saying? And I know you said I was going to give you some
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who did he make great, though?
The circumstances was different, you know what I'm saying?
No, it shouldn't be.
Circumstances was different. One, I mean, it was. I mean, when you look at Death Row and who ran Death Row, what Suge said really went. You know, Pac only had so much he can do. It was, Death Row was set up where they was talking about how people were coming to the studio, and if you missed a session or if you was late or if you walked in on the studio, like, you would get beat up and pistol whooped. Like, the circumstances were different. Pac didn't really have a green light to do what he wanted to do. He had a leash on him, unlike a lot of artists who have tried. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The Outlaws just wasn't good.
No, I'm just saying, like just in general, who stood next to Pac and Pac made great? Just like Jordan. Like, I do not see the comparison with LeBron and Michael Jordan at all.
So you saying LeBron better?
No, Mike is better. Mike had Luke Longley. Bro. Bro, Luke Longley only averaged like 5 points and four rebounds, and was a starting center. LeBron would have smacked the shit out of Buddy.
So you said Mike ain't make nobody great?
Mike LeBron did. No, Mike made more people great than LeBron will ever do. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that. But Pop, I ain't with you on that. I mean, he ain't really made nobody great. I agree with you on that, but I guess I don't know, bro. Like, it was different to me, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say Pac influenced a lot of great people. He didn't make nobody great as per se, bring an artist on, but he influenced a lot of great people.
Cause look, look, the same thing with Master P. You know what I'm saying? Like to this day, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You and your P shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like even with Master P and No Limit, P had 40 niggas. Everyone knew every last member.
Yeah.
Even the niggas that wasn't no niggas.
But P was the head of the ship. He was the boss. Suge was the head of the ship and the boss of what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
But even before Death Row.
Right. Before Death Row.
Pac had Stretch and Majesty, and it's like nobody knows who they are.
What I'm saying is, though, when it comes to given a green light for certain things to happen, Pac didn't have the luxury. You got to think, Pac ain't even make the amount of money he could have made as an artist because he didn't have any control.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't have no leeway to really make an artist great.
But look though, listen. The thing was that Pac was only on Death Row for like a year or two before that, you know what I'm saying, when he was by himself and, you know what I'm saying, he had artists around him even after he left Digital Underground. Who did Pac make great?
Before he got on Death Row, though, like, Pac didn't even have a fair opportunity to super be great himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, before he was on, he got on Death Row when he was in jail, bro. So he didn't have, in my opinion, from what I took in from it, he didn't have the opportunity. He didn't have the power to make anybody great. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying, who did Biggie make great? He didn't have the opportunity to make nobody great.
To who?
He said,
Who did Biggie make great?
Yeah, you gonna say Lil' Kim?
On me, G. Like, bro, you know the members of Junior Mafia, Lil C's and everybody, even if it's on a negative light. You know them.
I know the members of the Outlaws. That don't mean they great.
I'm saying, you know, G.
Lil C's wasn't great to me. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like C's name will ring a bell more. Like, he could eat off his name more than any outlaw can.
That's because of the business, bro. That's just like
that's Ludacris because of Big. That was
Chainz, bro. Look at Ludacris with Titty Boy and 2 Chainz, bro. Titty Boy was just a background nigga till he got a different opportunity with Kanye West, who was able to do more or was willing to do more on the business side. With Little C's and Bad Boys, they had Diddy who came in the game as a superb business.
Well, hold on, look though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, like, I always had them ties there. And real talk, Junior Mafia, big Junior Mafia was never signed to Bad Boy. Diddy didn't want them. And the first female was Babs from Making a Band. That's facts. Puff didn't want Junior Mafia at all.
But what I'm saying, though, with the opportunity, we knew the Outlaws. See, when the Outlaws came upon, man, they wasn't good. Just like Lil C's wasn't good. Lil Kim was good. You know what I'm saying? So she was able to stand out. But in that situation, as far as Pac making somebody great, I agree he didn't make no artist great, bro, but to this day, you even get the youngest artist saying that, just like Pac, you get more Tupac references in rap music than any other rap artist in history. You don't hear niggas making hella Biggie references. You hear them, but not as much as Pac.
And I give you that. The same thing with Wayne. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you hear Wayne, like, Wayne made a lot of people great. Even if, you know what I'm saying? But my I was looking at it as, you know what I'm saying, like, when like even on some, like, after Pac passed, like, the Outlaws in general wasn't able.
Trash, bro.
Come on, G. No, I mean it ain't even a fact of being trash. It's that, hey, they stood next to a nigga. You know how many niggas is eating just on the strength that they stood next to a nigga?
Bro, you can't say the Outlaws ain't known, bro. They on one of the biggest diss records in history.
And can't nobody name the members. And
I can. That's what I'm telling you. I can.
Okay, you can, bro. It's 40 million niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, gee, if you pulled up on a random nigga right now and say, hey, name the Outlaw members in order that's featured on Hit 'Em Up, niggas gonna look at you crazy.
They all sound the same on Hit 'Em Up.
They all sound and Hit 'Em Up was a nah. Hey, look, hey, what did Hit 'Em Up do? Because Biggie survived that.
Oh, I got some juice pop of water.
You heard me?
You say Hit 'Em Up what?
What did that do? Big survived that shot. That was like a
Big was incredible. Of course he should have survived it. He was the biggest artist on the East Coast at that time, going against the biggest artist on the West Coast, and he wasn't no bum. He was going to survive. He was supposed. That's like Jay-Z survived Ether, even though we know Ether won. It ain't killed Jay career.
But no,
Cameron survived whatever 50 gave him. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. when you incredible, bro, and you got a catalog, and you got a fan base, bro, you gonna fight back, can fall back. Big one, Sam Park name, but we knew who he was talking about on the records.
All right, but look, hold on, look.
He had a machine behind him.
Hold on, but look, let me ask you this, though, in your opinion. You know what I'm saying? You a Bone Thugs fan. To me, Bone Thugs one of the best groups to ever do it.
Uh-huh.
Who had a better verse in their features? Big or Pac?
Oh, Biggie.
For sure. For
sure. That moment Biggie is crazy. Yeah. I ain't stupid now, bro. I ain't gonna just talk my favorite like artist. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
People like that Tupac one for the beat with the
Hey, I ain't even gonna stunt though, G. Hey,
bro, I seen them perform both of them, bro. And the crazy part about it, like both of them have a crazy impact, bro. Like I seen
I'm already knowing
both of them multiple times in multiple cities. You know what I'm saying?
The like, Biggie joint more quotable.
I personally like Bone and Biggie better.
The Biggie joint more quotable.
Tupac and they play that record, the crowd go crazy just as well as they go crazy for when they play the Biggie record, and just as well as they go crazy when they play the Easy record. Standing on the corner, like they put that back to back to back and they show track, bro, and they show this. And neither one of them lose no impact, but I give it to you. Yeah, I like the Biggie and Bone song better. Biggie flipped the flow. He killed Bone on the record to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, but let me ask you this question. You know what I'm talking about? To even to get, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Pac. You know what I'm talking about? I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything. You feel me?
Yeah, don't get us canceled.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get canceled. You feel me?
We ain't even get on Pandora yet.
G, real shit. On me, I ain't trying to get canceled, G. Look, nah, but look, hey, let me ask you this. In group-wise opinion, who you think got more hits or is more popping, Outkast or Bone Thugs?
Who more popping?
Yeah, like who in your choice though, not no anybody else. Like who would you prefer, Outkast or Bone Thugs?
Oh shit, for me, Bone Thugs for me.
Oh yeah.
You know what? It's crazy. Yeah, Bone Thugs. I listen to more Bone Thugs, but
Outkast ain't no
I
hoe.
Understand Outkast. I understand Outkast a little bit. Some of the stuff on Thugs, you know, they was like the first mumble rap or something, man. Like, but they got some hits though, bro. Mo Murda and Bone and Biggie and First of the Month and
oh yeah, they got iconic classics, dude.
Yeah.
And Crossroad and These Are the Days of Our Lives.
Definitely.
Yeah, they got the vibes, bro. And Outkast do too, but I don't know. I thought you would have won more with a different approach, like comparing groups, even though them two big legendary groups, but I'm just saying off of style.
Oh, like groups, you know groups wise, like groups. I don't think nobody fucking with Bone on some groups, because Bone is better than Wu-Tang. Bone is better than.
Yeah, you. Well, you know what? That's debatable. People could argue that one. People could argue that one because they both got a worldwide following.
Gee.
Hardcore worldwide cult following.
Gee, Bone better
Wu-Tang
than Wu-Tang
got that symbol where everybody sees it and knows where it is, but Bone is like their symbol somewhat known, but it's like both of them got
song
that
for song,
where they could go song for song.
I'm gonna be 1,000, man. I ain't never listened to a whole Wu-Tang album in my life.
Bro. I swear to God, boy. I swear to God, bro. Hey, you know what? Gee, Wu-Tang was better solo.
No disrespect to Wu-Tang.
Right, no disrespect. And it was like 11 of them, right?
Man, I have no idea. I like Method Man, though.
Oh, yeah.
I like Method Man.
Ghostface Killah, cool.
Yeah. I mean, they all, you know what I'm saying? Some dope MCs. I'm just saying, like, that wasn't. I was more of a crew conflict.
True.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
On the Midwest shit, yeah.
Like, I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't big on. I ain't gonna say I wasn't big on East Coast because I'd be lying because I messed with Busta Rhymes. But you see how Busta Rhymes' style was. It was more energetic and fast and up tempo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and you know, when it came to that, that was more of my preference. So, if they versus, because I be seeing people throwing this around.
Twista.
I'll take Twista or Busta.
You know what? Hey, hands down, no. Hey, I'm gonna definitely go with Twista.
It's hard. I'm gonna go with Twista too.
Nah. Hey, but for the simple fact, bro, when you look at the songs, like, but Busta got hits, bro. But I can't name 20 Busta songs.
Man, Busta got a lot of hits, bro. He got some big hits. You know I'm going to rock with Twista. That's my dog. I tour with him. That's my man. But I think this on the more industry level, more people will probably say they'll pick Busta, but people be understanding that dude got some hits.
But even on some body of work, I can't listen to a whole Busta album.
I feel you. I ain't mad at that, for real.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, Busta don't got no adrenaline rush or no kamikaze. Hello?
Yeah, nah, that's a fact.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Busta on some, like, radio commercial. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like Twista got them commercial joints, too, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Twista got songs with Jay-Z.
Mariah Carey.
He got songs with P. Diddy to the end. Is this the end of time? He got songs with Elephant Man. He got songs with Chris Brown. He got songs with Trey Songz.
Yeah.
He got songs with everybody in the goddamn music industry.
Yeah, bro. Mariah Carey, too.
Chris Daddy, David Banner. And he performed these songs and these shows, bro. And I'm just like, dang, I forgot this nigga had this. And the crowd be going crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, people who ain't there don't know. You know what I'm saying? It'll make forget. We tend to forget. But dude got a body of work, but Busta got some shit too. I definitely was a Busta Rhymes fan.
But no, hey, but
when I was young.
Hey, look, hey, the only thing that I say that Busta clearly got Twista on is probably stage performance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that stage performance is ridiculous. I got a chance to see him live.
I swear to God, G. But hey, Busta do some shit, you be like, what the fuck this nigga just do?
True.
Man, him and Flip ridiculous, bro.
I swear to God, bro.
But with Flip the style, bro, and Busta rap fans too, so I can't say he ain't incredible. But all Twista verses is fast, so it's kind of hard from a performance standpoint to do the extreme movement and all that and still be able to spit the way that Twista spits. And Busta spit fast, but Busta got slower song, past the Kavazie, where he can really catch his breath and his vibe. Twista can't, bro. Not to make that an excuse for Twista, I'm just saying, like, man, when it comes to stage performance, bro, and it's bad, it's incredible. But I can see why Twista can't be as incredible. But what makes Twista shit is incredible to me is that he got all them fast-ass verses and can do a whole fucking performance set with that shit. That's crazy.
Hey.
And do a whole concert.
Real shit. Hey, but no, also, though, it's like he can hit you from different angles, and it's like, lyrically, he never repeated himself. To be rapping that fast, he could say some shit under the rug, you feel me? But it's like he stayed true and it was creative with it.
True.
Yeah, he a monster, bro. Man is a pure monster, bro. Yeah. Busta, a pure monster. Like, it's a lot of man artists who deserve their flowers. That's what, you know why I would want to see it is because I think it'll get Twista his flowers on a more higher level if he had that platform to do a versus. You know what I'm saying? In this time era, people realize who forgets or who try to act like T ain't as good as he is or forget how good as he is. If he had that platform, people would be like, oh, damn, this nigga is that dude. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And that's big for Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I'm already knowing. Hey, so look, let me ask you this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to hold you too much up. You feel me? I know it's getting late, but look, let me ask you this question. Which was more of an iconic album for Chicago? Adrenaline Rush or Kanye West College Dropout?
Man, You said for Chicago?
Yeah, like, what changed Chicago more or had a bigger effect? Because,
Kanye West.
You think so? Because, hey, when Adrenaline Rush dropped, bro, like,
it
bro.
It sparked a whole...
Nigga.
Genre of fast rapping niggas. Chicago.
Bro, and all
the
over
locals,
the world, G.
Snot-nosed kid that wanted to rap or be rapping fast.
Bro, I'm talking, bro.
And not just rapping fast, but he'll have that little style with the...
No, I'm talking about, bro, like, but I'm talking about, bro.
Kind of where you harmonizing it, too, and it is like, yeah, Twista influenced a lot.
Bro, I'm talking about even outside of Chicago, when you look at those that was rapping normal, and then that, you know what I'm talking about, that they adapted more to that style after Adrenaline Rush.
But,
yeah,
Kanye influenced a whole genre of producers with the soul samples.
True.
Yeah, so this is a good argument, actually.
And but, Kanye West have pushed to go platinum, bro.
Oh, yeah. True.
You know, for everything that Twista did, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure Twista influenced Kanye. And Kanye came back around, you know what I'm saying? And shit, Twista won platinum.
Of course Twista influenced Kanye, shit. He helped Kanye out with some of his first early works, too, didn't he? Like, using some of Kanye's beats and shit.
Probably so. I'm not 100% sure.
On the underground shit, yeah.
Probably so.
Man. I, it was good to debate. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope interview, G.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Love the energy.
Gratitude, bro. Most death, man. Like I said, I appreciate you having me, man. And it definitely was a dope interview. And I know you got your thing going with Cam,
man,
and how you try to throw my boy Pac under the bus, but I think
he was debate. Hey, come on, G. That's what I'm saying, bro. Hey, them debates, bro, we could go on for days and days and days, bro. You feel me?
Real shit, though.
Hey, you don't even... Hey, it's definitely love, though, G. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to Pac, man.
Shout out to
those
rings.
You see, I showed your boy Cam some love, bro.
Nah, hey, look, hey, keep it 100. Pac got the best, greatest hits ever.
Got the best nose ring.
Damn.
He said the nose ring. He's dirty, man.
Damn. Right, that's a whole nother story, G. Come on, G. We got to let it go, G.
Shout out to Pac.
Man, I know niggas talk about the nose ring, man. I don't know the nose ring for
a
hard, though. He represented it like a G.
G, I would rather rock pink than the nose ring, G.
I sneeze too much. I fucking lose that motherfucker.
I swear to God. And I heard that shit was magnetic.
I rock pink than the nose ring. Man, I ain't mad at it, bro. I can't debate you about that, bro. I definitely ain't mad at that.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? To each his own, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a nose ring, but I think Pac did it well. He did it well.
Yeah, like, he influenced a couple people with it. Chris Brown got it.
You know what I'm saying? Here you go, man.
What?
Here you go, man.
What I'm saying, G?
Nah, he ain't trolling. He for real.
Like, Chris Brown do got the nose ring, don't he?
Yeah, I know, but all the people you say can influence, he influenced R&B cats. I got you.
Come on, G. But now, he snapped with that Pac in the tub. In that tub picture, though, G.
Yeah, I'm gone, bro.
I'm gone. You try to
go
park under the bus, bro.
Come on, G. All right, G. I'm just like, hey, all right, that's cool. It's cool. It's all love, though, G. Hey, send me those records, G. You know what I'm saying? And we going to get it popping. All right, all right, boss.
Love,
G. All right, bet.
Peace.
All right. Man, definitely a dope interview, man. Shout out to my nigga Bees, man. That interview was never going to end because the debates was real. But, yo.
Yo, definitely a humble dude. I'll give it to him. There's a lot of people out here, you know, fronting on their own shit. But he definitely can back it up. But he ain't even on no cocky shit. He humble as hell.
Yeah, real shit, though. But there you have it. Smith Express Show. Netto man.
Netto man in the building. Strut.
Yeah. We out.
world premiere. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Hey, beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop.
Beats about to drop.
That's on phone them.
Racks, racks,
racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club.
Bands, bands.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big pole.
Mop, mop.
We gon' blow them.
Yeah, yeah.
I might just lick up your hoe.
Talk your hoe.
All my niggas trading to throw.
Let's go, let's go.
This ain't what you looking for.
Nah, nah, nah.
This ain't what you looking for. I just VVS the chain.
Change.
Might run your bitch with the gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Just might take a rapper chain.
Rapper chain.
We been serving Eddie Kane. Spent like 20 in the booty club.
Rolling, tweaking.
Please don't make me shoot it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miss me with that foo foo shit. Two new sticks,
sticks.
You gon' make me shoot you, bitch.
Bitch,
ratchet on me.
Ratchet.
Tell that bitch to back it on me.
Yeah.
Ratchet on me.
Ratchet.
Bitch, you know I pack it on me.
Yeah.
Off the Zaza.
Zaza.
I don't dance, don't do no cha cha. Work on my block. Grab a Philly steak from Baba. That's on phone him.
Racks, racks.
Racks, we blow them. We don't know.
World premiere.
Rockin' black on black, killing shit, but this ain't black on black. I go crazy, bitch, I black on tracks. Me trending one, we done brought it back. We done grew up in them awful traps. Officers let you go if you off a strap. Bosses set the table with an office at. Racing to the money, go your market set. We done survive where the violence at. Talk not to snitch, keep it silent at. If a nigga gon' talk, he gon' die a rat. If the police don't chill, bitch, we fighting back. After what I, bitch, I'm dying black. Fire at us and we fire back. I could tell that you fool for your dialect. We go hard from the A Deuce out to Calumet. You cannot walk in my shoe, bitch, what size is that? I hit a lick, then my brother's dividing that. My money dirty, then my sister hat in that. I just might go back my wifey, your laundry mat. Brothers, keepers, mama, babies, fuck with baby sister. We gon' bring the Navy. Fuck with my little baby. Psycho, psycho, crazy. Check you like a FICO. I put that on baby. Brothers, keeper, and I put that on baby. I go crazy, don't you fuck with my babies. Grown man, but I'm my mama, baby. My mama, my baby, don't fuck with that lady.
On baby. On baby. On baby. On baby.
Brothers, keeper, and I put that on baby. I go crazy, don't you fuck with my babies. Grown man, but I'm my mama, baby. My mama, my baby, don't fuck with that lady.
On baby. VIPB.
Yo, we back, we back. Smith Netto Man just checked out B's official two new singles on 4NM and on Baby. You know what I'm saying? I think they both solid. You know what I'm saying? The nice comeback records. You know what I'm saying? Because Buddy took a little break, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
He definitely still got it.
You know what I'm saying? Right, this is definitely like a more of a statement. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't falling off, I ain't lost it type shit. You feel me?
Showing that he can still spit and go hard, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely in this lane, setting trends. He ain't following the trends. He's setting them, you know what I'm saying? I think that they solid, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with On Baby hard. Like, that's a good street record.
Hey, On Baby went hard. Both good tracks. On Phone Them was a solid track, but it didn't wow me as much as On Baby did. Like, it just had that certain extraness to it that makes you want to rock your head and make all types of ugly faces while you're rocking.
But he said that he was going to send one radio and one street shit. And I think that that's what it did. It serves its purpose, I think, on Baby.
Yeah,
it's more of a street record. You know what I'm saying? The street's definitely going
to
rock with it.
And like on Foreign Them,
yeah. And on Foreign Them, definitely going to be more of a radio hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More of a Power 92 GCI
type
shit.
We gonna see that on
the radio. Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Definitely serves his purpose. He definitely did his thing. You know what I'm saying? All in all, I'll probably give both of them a 4.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a good solid 4.
Okay, I'll give him a 4. I'll give him a 4.
You know what I'm saying? 4 out of 5. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Definitely. Hey, good shower. But you know what I'm saying? But those songs, him releasing those songs makes... It's like, you know what I'm saying, build hype and anticipation for his new project that he got coming out, On My Brother's Keeper. So, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely something to look forward to. Definitely hold us down until he drop it.
My brothers keep it coming soon. Beads.
On me. Shit, he definitely on this shit. Salute.
Yeah, Smith Express, greatest show in the world. Strut.
Already.